The job of filling prescriptions is a little harder these days. According to the American Society for Health System Pharmacists, 150 drugs are in short supply. They range from electrolytes to cancer drugs. Hospitals like St. Mary's and Madison share with other hospitals or find alternatives, says Pharmacy Director Russ Jensen. Sometimes they turn to what's called the gray market.
There are companies out there that seem to have the drug usually at a higher price. Sometimes twice as expensive, sometimes it can be 10 times as expensive. We have a limited number of those that we have investigated and feel comfortable using.
There are a variety of reasons for the shortage, Jensen says.
In some cases, the companies just stop making the product because the price has gotten so low they're not making any money anymore. In some cases, it's a raw material that they just can't produce it.
This is the second year supply hasn't always met demand, and shortages are affecting the whole state. Greg Weber is a member of the State Pharmacy Examining Board and pharmacy director at Aurora Health Systems. He says while the number of shortages last year was unprecedented, he predicts 2011 will be even worse. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.